Bad things do happen occasionally to good institutions, and there are different kinds of crises. They aren't all the same, as I presume you know. There's one kind of crisis if it's a weather event, a tornado, where your facility is knocked down. It's another, perhaps, if a shooter comes into the facility or to your campus, and maybe even a sexual assault situation where you could be positioned as the victim in that situation. In my world, that's an easy deal. Now, you probably don't think that way, but that's one way, it's so many of the times that these crises work out. There's another one that maybe you're more familiar with, I know Michael is, and that is that you're rocking along, you're handling it pretty well, and then somebody starts probing for missteps or asking questions, and all of a sudden, you're to blame for what's happened. And I mean, I think that's probably half of your life, Mike?
That's really right. And one thing I've learned by doing this presentation with Lisa is that crisis management absolutely is an intentional process. And it needs to be a part of a good governance program, a good governance policy, and good governance practice. And it needs to be practiced. It needs to be staged, much like local government emergency management crisis staging of potential types of crises done on a regular basis, because you don't know when a crisis is going to occur, but when it does occur, the time to respond is usually very truncated.
We decided to include our we have a little bit different views on our favorite quotes about handling a crisis. This one is mine. The Chinese use two brushstrokes to write the word crisis. And you may have heard this before. The symbol is the same. One brushstroke stands for danger, the other for opportunity. In a crisis, be aware of the danger, but recognize the opportunity.